Since Saturday, hunters around Haines have been out in the woods in search of moose. But the elderly and people with disabilities may have a difficult time taking advantage of the local bounty. That's why Alaska Department of Fish and Game sometimes allows people to hunt on behalf of those who may not be physically capable. Henry Leisha has this story.
Nathaniel Motes moved to Haines 4 years ago from Louisiana. He has been an avid hunter his whole life and was excited to take advantage of the game that Alaska has to offer. Motes says he is particularly keen to hunt moose, but he hasn't been able to since he arrived.
Since I've been here, I haven't been able to get a moose tag. It's kind of an algorithm that the Department of Fish and Game run where you get points taken away or points added to you for how long you lived here, how much game that you take every year for subsistence living and stuff like that. So I haven't met the criteria mainly because of, I haven't been here long enough.
Priority for moose hunting permits is given to hunters who have lived in Alaska for a longer period of time. But in some cases, people who have depended on meat from these hunts for years may reach an age where they're unable to hunt anymore. Haines resident Sally Reno has found herself in that situation.
Well, I've been hunting since I was 14 years old, you know. Well, my legs don't want to do it anymore. This getting older thing.
But Reno has a better chance of getting a moose permit than Motes. She has lived in Alaska for 35 years and applies for a moose permit every year. This racks up points in her favor. So, Motes is an avid hunter, ready for his first Alaskan moose hunt, but unable to get a permit. Reno has no problem getting a permit, but can't hunt the way she used to. Both found a solution through Alaska Department of Fish and Game's proxy hunting system. Alaskans who are over the age of 65, blind, or at least 70% disabled may find an eligible hunter to hunt for them by proxy. Carl Koch is the assistant area management biologist for ADFNG's Douglas office. He helps manage the Tier 2 moose hunt for the Upper Lynn Canal.
This is designed for someone to get meat. So the proxy has to destroy the antlers of both the beneficiary's moose and his or her own moose. While proxy hunting. So in other words, proxy hunting is not meant to be trophy hunting. It's meant to help somebody who's unable to get out there get meat in the freezer.
Koch says both the beneficiary and the proxy hunter must have their own hunting licenses. The proxy must keep both licenses while hunting. This year, Motes will be hunting on behalf of Reno. He says he has been preparing by searching the woods for scat and prints. He's also set up three stands in the trees to shoot from. Tier 2 moose hunting for the Upper Lynn Canal ends October 7th. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.